Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
And I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah! Bill's Balls of Steel.
There you go. 615-844-5600. Few nominations here to start with. Adam, Coach Marshall starts with Candace Story Lee. At Vanderbilt, doing the right thing. They have unhired Derek Mason. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
614 Rob. Balls of Steel to TTUN. Not losing to the Buckeyes in November for the first time in 8 years. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Rob in the 210. Big balls of steel to the San Diego State University Aztecs and the Colorado Buffaloes. Each of their opponents canceled, and these two teams scheduled a game last minute, played against each other. Instead of having one of their games canceled, they actually played football. Bill, Rob says balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Steven down in Louisiana. Balls of steel to my guy, and that would be Jarrett Patterson, for ripping off 400 yards and 8 touchdowns in one game Saturday against an undefeated Kent State team. Talking about Buffalo football, balls of steel.
Bill King, your balls are bigger than U.S. Steel.
That's a pretty good one. I like that one. I like that one a lot. Noel Kev, here's another one. Same one, but it bears repeating. Bill, balls of steel to Buffalo running back Jarrett Patterson, 409 yards rushing and 8 touchdowns versus Kent State. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
So keep them coming, y'all. Yeah, keep them coming, and we'll get them on the air. We'll get to a few more here momentarily. I want to look ahead. Normally, I don't do this on Monday. We wait till Tuesday, but I do want to look ahead to week, what would that be, 14 of college football. Again, yeah, not everybody played week one, but nonetheless, here we go. Let's see if it's updated. Is this? No. Just making sure. Man, this is all screwed. Let me fix this, folks, before I commit to week 14. Is that what we? Yes, there you go. I've got it now. And the Saturday games, Penn State, and again, I'm just starting with the early games, not in any order. Penn State and Jim from Ramsey's team, Rutgers. Penn State's favored by 10. Texas just lost to Iowa State. They're now 5-3. They have to go to the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. That will be a tough game. They're favored by 7. That one right there might do it. I'm going to try and get catch on before the week's over. They go there. Kansas State's a well-coached, tough football team. They're 4-5. But you know that's not an easy out. Kansas State is a physical, punch-you-in-the-mouth, we're-not-afraid team. That's a losable game for Texas. Arkansas and Missouri. Mizzou favored by 3. Ohio State plays Sparty. Sparty just beat Northwestern. Ohio State favored by 21 in East Lansing. Coach Fitz got to go to Minneapolis, favored by 11. Let's see who else I've got. A&M has got to go to Auburn. And they're favored by, A&M's favored by 6. 6-1, Jimbo against 5-3, the Gus Bus. What else do we have here? Liberty and Coastal Carolina. That's 9-1 versus 9-0. How about that? Coastal Carolina is favored by 6 in the OOP. That's got to be on my OOP. I didn't put the OOP out yesterday, did I? Syracuse is in the house, oh my God, against Notre Dame in South Bend. Irish favored by 33.5. That's 1-9 versus 9-0. Boston College versus the Wahoos of Virginia. And UVA is favored by 6.5. West by God, Virginia at Iowa State. Cyclones minus 7. Iowa goes to Lovie. Iowa favored by 11, Lovie Smith, in case you're wondering. Maryland at Michigan. Michigan favored by 5.5. Here's your game. Indiana, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's favored by 10. Is that right? Somebody check that. Is that right? Now, Michael Penix out. Maybe that's taken into account. Here's a game that once really had big things surrounding it. It no longer does. Florida, they're doing big things. At Tennessee, favored by 17. Florida travels to the Rocky Top location of the University of Tennessee. That used to be, in the 90s, that game had everything riding on it. Now it's Tennessee's not doing their part. Stanford and UW, Washington minus 10. Vanderbilt's got to go to Georgia. Daniels playing well at quarterbacks. Got over 400, whatever yards it is, passing. Just dominated South Carolina. Got the running game going, too. Georgia favored by 33.5. Oregon and Cal. Cal, other than Oregon, was one of the favorites in the league. They're 0-3. Ducks minus 9 there. Clemson at Virginia Tech. Pretty boy favored by 21. South Carolina at Kentucky, UK minus 11. Manny Diaz plays the deity. This has got to be wrong. It says Duke minus 3. See, that. I got to quit looking at this one site. It's just easy for me to pull up. Alabama, LSU, Bama minus 28. Any others? Baylor, Oklahoma, Sooners 21.5. There is no way the deity is favored in this game over Miami. There's no way. Even though he's the deity, he's not. There's no way. They're not. They're not favored. That could not be the case. Balls of Steel nominations. I want to get back to some of them because you posted a bunch of them here last couple of minutes. Jeff 2 says, Balls of Steel to Sark for filling in for Saban. And Alabama not missing a beat in a 29-point annihilation of Auburn. Balls of Steel. Adam.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
That's a good one. Yeah, they didn't miss a beat. Just Business down in Birmingham, Hoover, says balls or no balls. No balls to Gus, the Gus Bus, running his starting quarterback late in the fourth quarter, calling timeout with 28 seconds to go. Even Gary Danielson mentioned it. So no balls, Adam, to the Gus Bus.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention. Clay, says, Balls of Steel, I like this one, to Brandon King and Summit Football. So, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
I'll take that one. Gary Joe Collins, no balls to the Corona for hitting Nick Saban and Crazy Charlie. Good thing that they're going to both whip its a double dollar sign. So, no balls to the Rona.
It's gutless and nutless.
Yeah, Crazy Charlie actually forming a partnership with Saban, having the Rona at the same time, is pretty cool. I mean, I wish neither one of them had it, but we all know what the outcome's going to be. They're going to kick its tail. So I do get that part. And Ryan Day. Ryan Day also has it for the Buckeyes. Buckeyes and Michigan a week from this Saturday. Your Buckeyes play Sparty next. Alec Whipple Bob, Bill, Balls of Steel to the Penn State freshmen that played who were influential in Penn State winning its first game.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
He mentions freshman running back Kevon Lee, rushed for .134, and also Parker Washington with 9 catches, 93 yards. Good job. Yes, good job there. I will concur. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, yeah, Wisconsin's favored by 9.5. Just saying. Favored by, 9.5. Hoptown boy up in Hopkinsville, KY. Bill, no balls to the University of Kentucky. No offense on the gridiron or on the hardwood. No balls, Adam.
Can we get some balls around here?
John in Los Angeles, who concurs with me about gravy. Oh, I had gravy on everything. So good. John out there in L.A. says, Bill, Balls of Steel to Notre Dame. Big win. Great defensive effort against North Carolina and for playing a major role in saving college football this season. They deserve all the success they're currently enjoying. Proud to be an Irish fan this morning. John again says, Balls of Steel, Notre Dame.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Yeah, if the Big Ten could have just gotten Notre Dame back in August or prior to lay down and give up like they did, like they were planning on doing the whole way, they might have had a better shot at the domino effect to not have a college football season. That was the goal. That was the whole point. But they didn't get it done. Nobody looked up and said, hey, the Big Ten's doing it. Let's do it. Well, the Pac-12 did, but we already knew that. But the SEC, the Big 12, ACC, they did not do that. So thank God Notre Dame, located now in Corona Bro Paradise. Yes, they are. Against the grain, saying, we are playing. And not only are they playing, they're playing quite well. Just Business says, Bill, I got a two-parter. Says, congratulations on Mr. King, big game, the TD. And then he says, I think Mason knew he was going to get fired and decided, what the hell, I'm going to play a girl at kicker and get that credit. Plus, they had to let her kick off, as was obvious, not going to get close enough for a field goal. Yeah, now the media is telling us we're not allowed to bring that up. Just Business just brought it up, and I wondered about that, the timing there. Again, praise the moment for what it was. I'm happy for her. I'm happy for what they are saying is a fantastic accomplishment. That's fine. That's good. But the timing and just it all seemed awkward to me. Maybe that's just me. Okay? Maybe I'm just not indoctrinated PC enough to get it. Maybe that's it. That could very well be the case. Just saying. Noel Kev, Bill, not sure which category to put this in, but to Samford basketball for putting up 102 in the first half against a D3 team. I didn't notice that. Adam, would that be balls of steel for putting up 103 at a half, or would it be no balls?
Bill's balls of steel.
He selected. He's giving them credit for it. They do not get critiqued for running it up there. I'm good. All right, here's what we need to do. Monday edition, need to break here. And keep your nominations coming in. We'll get those on air as fast as possible. 615-844-5600. Talking week 13, week 14 coming up, and we'll enjoy that just as much as we always do. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police have this crash to the side here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. They've been working that wreck there on 24 westbound off-ramp at James Robertson Parkway for about an hour now. That car went down an embankment, 500 block of Cowan Street. That's a minor collision, a wreck with injuries over in Bordeaux, 2200 block of Buena Vista Pike. To cater your next holiday party, call Princess Hot Chicken or simply go online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Want to talk to you about the folks at Doobie Orthopedics, and I know that you're going to sit there and go, Plaz, what do you know about that? And the truth of it is, not much until about a year ago, right about now. I ended up with some really bad shoulder and neck problems, and I had no idea where to turn. A friend of mine suggested Doobie Orthopedics, and you know what? That friend was dead on right. I find out now they've got over 30,000 customers. There's a reason for that. They are really good at what they do. I ended up choosing the Hermitage location, but they have locations all over town. Frist Boulevard was where I was, with a phone number of 391-4545. I got the individual one-on-one attention that I needed. They set up a plan, and you know what? The plan worked to perfection. I highly recommend Doobie Orthopedics.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson continues his winning ways here in the offseason on the dirt. AJ Allmendinger will be back at Colic Racing. And what's the status of Eldora Speedway and the Truck Series? That and more. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for a wind advisory and showers with a high of 68. Chance of showers tonight, low 46. Mostly sunny on Thanksgiving with a high of 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 41. Utilizing the resource of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Sky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Monday, Hour 3 means if you have a Balls of Steel nomination, you can submit them on Twitter, at Bill is King, and we'll try and get them on the air. Chris, who drives all over the place, big truck, but from Alabama, says, Bill, huge balls of steel to Coach Sark for leading the Death Star through the Walk of Champions and into Bryant-Denny to whip Auburn's a double dollar sign like he's done before. Hashtag Roll Tide. Balls of Steel, Adam.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Jim and Jupiter, Bill, did you see my plate for Thanksgiving with the giblet gravy on everything? I did. Balls of steel to you, Jim and Jupiter.
Absolutely. Bill's Balls of Steel.
M. Roos up in Cincinnati. Bill, even the alums are upset at Michigan. Brian Greasy even tweets, and remember, he played their quarterback there. Enough is enough, and then here's the stats under Harbaugh. Versus Ohio State, 0-5, soon to be 0-6. Record versus Michigan State, 3-3. Record versus ranked teams, 11-16. Record versus top 10 teams, 2-12. Big Ten championships, 0. Ouchie. Andrew, Bill, no balls to Gene Smith, AD, and the Buckeyes for canceling the game this past weekend, even though they didn't hit the positivity rate threshold that would require them to cancel the game. Hashtag no balls to steal.
Can we get some balls around here?
I think they were afraid that it was 07 and my boy the Zucker was about to trot out there. I think that's what it was. Twitter and somebody that calls themselves Jim Chaney's Ham Sandwich, Ham Sammy. Jim Chaney's Ham Sammy. Balls of Steel, Jim Chaney's Ham Sammy says, about Jeremy Pruitt's claims that Jarrett Garantano had his best week of practice since we got here. Aight, he says. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
How many times do you have to hear Skolcan say or take up for Garantano? He could throw 5 pick sixes in a quarter and Pruitt would take up for him. And again, I feel bad for the kid. I'm sure he's trying. I'm not suggesting otherwise. I'm sure he's putting in the effort. He's trying. It's just not working out. But a coach placing the team under a quarterback not performing like Jarrett Garantano is beyond comprehension. No, I know that Peyton Manning's not sitting over there on the bench ready to play. I know that. I don't care who's ready or not ready to play. You have to make a change there. That's the point. And Jeremy Pruitt, man. Losing faith there, y'all, rapidly. West Coast Sooner. Balls of steel to Baby Kiff getting Elijah Moore the ball 12 times through the air. So balls of steel for getting Elijah Moore his touches, first and foremost. Balls of steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Then he says, no balls to Texas for always underachieving. No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I get it. Yeah, I get it. And I concur with you. Derek Mason, if you just, let's say you've been out of it, and you're just able to check in, has been unhired at Vanderbilt. That announcement came on Sunday. And just to go back in here, some names being mentioned for that opening, for the Vanderbilt head coaching job. One would be Jeff Fisher, who's got a big farm up in Kingston Springs. That would be one. He has all that NFL notoriety. Apparently, he has shown interest in the past for that gig. Not sure why, but that's what people say, right? Jamie Chadwell, who's the main guy, and they're undefeated at Coastal Carolina. He's an East Tennessee dude. He is 43 years of age. Will Healy, who was at Austin Peay and now at Charlotte, he has been a name mentioned. And Clark Lee, probably the hottest name. Oh, well, with Vanderbilt connections, let's put it that way. Clark was a walk-on football player after baseball at Belmont. And after that, started working on his college coaching career and has done real well. At Notre Dame this season, Clark Lee has been excellent. I mean, I would say he's a assistant coach of the year nationally. He's at the top of the list right now. Clark Lee. He was a native 615er, and if you're Notre Dame now, you need to get to him and offer him a lot of money to stay. I don't know what it would take, and I don't know if he would be interested in the Vanderbilt job. Everybody's got their own thought process. And again, every coach that comes here says the right things. I'm the guy. I know what it takes. I'll get this done. They all say the same thing. And almost 99 times out of 100, they don't get the job done. And they aren't the difference. And they had no idea what the hell they were getting into. That's always the case at Vanderbilt. Few exceptions, but pretty much always the case. No Kev says, Balls of Steel to Garantano for having audio, video, or some sort of picture of Skullcan in a very compromising position. So Balls of Steel to Jarrett Garantano. He deserves it here.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
No other explanation that anybody can think of. Here is and let me see if this list, before I know we need to, here at the bottom, we need to get the break, but let me pull this up, and it pulled up quick. It had mercy on us. It mentions Clark Lee as a candidate, Nevada head coach Jay Norvell, James Madison head coach Kurt Cignetti, Jamie Chadwell, Coastal Carolina, Buffalo head coach Lance Leipold, among others. We'll see. We'll see what they decide to do. I will, again, mention something Barton Simmons tweeted. Well put. I wish I'd have tweeted this. Those who get, if you're monitoring the show, coaches, if you happen to interview for the Vanderbilt job, my goal would be to ask them more questions than they ask me. That would be my goal. Because at Vanderbilt, you better do your historic homework. You better go back and look at the promises that have been made that are empty every way you turn when it comes to Vanderbilt football. Now, if that just doesn't matter to you, fine. Fine. But just keep in mind, if you take this job, you're taking a job and you're bringing recruits in to facilities that are literally an embarrassment compared to what they're going to be playing against. And facilities that have been ignored for decades and decades have been promised, but ignored for decades. And I don't know who in their right mind thinks that's changing. You can only be lied to so many times and decide, you know what, I'm not listening anymore. And that's the way I've been with Vanderbilt for a long time. I don't believe Vanderbilt today. I don't believe anything they're trying to sell. Now, they did fire Derek Mason. I give them that. But I don't believe anything they're trying to sell as far as here's what we're going to do for the future. I don't believe it. I've got 50 years in this, y'all. Believing ain't the way to go with Vanderbilt. Trust me. Break time, bottom of the hour. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's been in pretty decent shape out here in the last 15, 20 minutes. Coming up through Williamson County from Franklin into Brentwood on 65 North. A wreck being cleared there at 500 Cowan Street. They've got the damaged vehicles to the side, 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. As you come in from Rutherford County, people are still rubbernecking at times as they drive by that crash. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nikisha Tate, the Tate Team, 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 4685 Trousdale Drive in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquors615. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with a $4.99 Napa tool bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. All there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. It was good. Yeah, I'm still thinking about it. All the gravy, all the, oh, we got a ton of it too. Man, we got another turkey in there to cook sometime this week. Still, I think that's about six of them we've done. I'm not kidding. We have cooked over, I'd say, 120 pounds of turkey since a week ago that past Sunday. At least. And we've got two pretty big containers full and some others. I'll tell you what they did the other night on the way to the game. They made turkey sandwiches. So, because they had to go all the way to a place called Paris, Tennessee, which is 2 hours. 2 hours west of here. Not an easy trip. Lots of turkey sandwiches. Panini bread, too. Bama Mark has a nomination. And I didn't get to see the pregame, but he says, Balls of Steel to Saban, commenting before the game that the NCAA rule for coaches with COVID, having no contact with coaches or players during the game, even with a earpiece, needs to be evaluated. Balls of Steel to Nicky there.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
I didn't see that. I saw the post game when they talked to him, but didn't see the pregame. Yeah, the rule is once the refs take jurisdiction, which is 90 minutes before the game until the game's complete, a coach out with COVID cannot be communicating at all. At all. Text, Zoom, carrier pigeon, smoke signals like out of the Vatican. You can't do it. That's the rule. I figured Nick wouldn't like that. This is one that's come up a couple times, but bears repeating. It does. Jeff 2, Bill, balls of steel to Buffalo running back Jarrett Patterson. 36 carries, 409 yards, 8 TDs. Buffalo scored 70, beating Kent State 70-41. So balls of steel to Jarrett Patterson.
Bill's balls of steel.
That's a good one. Doug DiBiase, balls of steel to Army for its uniform reveal for the Army-Navy game, honoring the brave soldiers who fought in the Korean War. Can't wait for Navy's uniform reveal, Bill. Balls of steel for both of them. How about that?
Bill's balls of steel.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you there. Looking up at the markets right now, Dow is, I think I saw, and again, it's flipping on me. It's about 248, 250 in the red. S&P down about 12. NASDAQ is green for now. Yeah, we'll see if that all holds up. Yeah, I tell you what, you want no balls? Short Tesla. Yeah, try and make a living shorting Tesla. See how you do out there. If you want a balls of steel or a no balls nomination here on the show. Yeah, Bama looked excellent in their game against Auburn. I think what we saw is about what we thought we were going to get in that ball game. Passing game was good. Najee Harris. Everything went according to plan. Their defense looks to be getting better. Absolutely. Last X number of weeks, Alabama getting incrementally better on that side of the ball. Florida and Kentucky a little tight early, and then Florida pulled away. Kentucky just doesn't have the offensive manpower to match the artillery. And, yeah, they had quite a few people missing, et cetera. That can happen. That does happen. But and also, Kyle Pitts back, and he looked like he never missed a snap. He may be the most unguardable. You know, if we're not talking about quarterbacks, just offensive players, whatever position it might be, he may be the most dominant offensive player in college ball right now. He's 6'6". He can outrun you. He can body you up. You can't possibly go high point the ball better than him. Again, he can run away from you. He can be physical. Just any way you want to do it. He can do it. He's that dominant. And a lot of other guys, when he was out a couple of games there, they stepped up, played well. But when he's back, he returns to the guy getting the touches, right? That's just the way it's got to be. Doesn't matter how you game plan him. Doesn't matter what you want to do. I mean, unless you just want to ruin your defense. But he's incredible. Clemson looked like they really hadn't had any time off. They looked good against Pittsburgh. Notre Dame played very well at North Carolina. I like I told you, that game was a worry going in. North Carolina offensively can scare anybody. Sam Howell and those weapons at running back and wide receiver, they're explosive. They're really good. But Notre Dame, man, early on it was tight, kind of like the Boston College game, and kind of like the Boston College game, they started pulling away. Never a point really in the second half where you thought, you know, North Carolina might win this game. LSU actually went to A&M and fought. The defense, hey, my boy Bo, been catching a lot of grief, and they have not been very good on defense. That's accurate. But they're playing a little bit better defensively each week, and now the offense has got issues. Oh, and Terrence Marshall just opted out, which is not altogether surprising. But offensively, there's just not a lot going on. Now, they're down a whole lot of personnel from a year ago. They miss Joe Brady. Yeah, they really do. The Steve Ensminger, who's a good dude, who played there, has been there a long time. He's not a first-class play caller. He's not an A-list coordinator. I like him. I like him. He's, again, a good dude. But they're not. That side of the ball's got a lot of issues, and it's not just we're having to play a true freshman at quarterback. It goes deeper than that. No, Kev. Bill, balls of steel to Elon Musk for making good on $100 billion since February and going from 35 to number two as far as the richest people in America. So balls of steel, Elon Musk getting richer and richer. I like that as well.
Balls of steel.
How about this one too, Adam? Balls of steel to Will Muschamp, who's been fired, and Jeremy Pruitt, who's not been fired yet, for having a no offset clause in their contracts, meaning they get all the payout money, plus the next job, they get all the new money, too. Balls of steel to the concept of no offset, Adam.
Bill's balls of steel.
I like that. I love it. Greedy, man. I love the greed. Did that thing about the Tennessee coaches, like eight of them, who decided we're not taking a pay cut? They asked everybody making a certain amount to take a pay cut, right? Two assistants did, T. Martin and Jay Graham. The other said, no. No pay cut. Did that just disappear? What happened with that? Remember the media? Yeah, the PC, me all. It's a bad look, Bill. It's a bad look. Oh, my God. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think a recruit wouldn't go to a school, Tennessee or any other school, because of publicity that a coach or coaches didn't want to take a pay cut? How does that hurt the school, other than the people critiquing it? So if you're Johnny Five Star, you're gonna say, you know what? All things equal, I kind of like Tennessee, but those coaches didn't take a pay cut. It's a bad look. I'm not going there. You think they give a rip about that? Everybody just piling on that thing, literally the whole time. Piling on about it, I didn't. My stance on it is I don't like the idea of telling somebody what to do with their money. That was my stance on that. I stay with it. I just don't like that. I've never liked that. That's been a turnoff for me forever. Still is. Again, I don't know all the circumstances there either. But just it's just so easy to pile on there and say it's a bad look, when we don't know the individual circumstances at all. We don't. Okay, one more break. I do know we need to do that. Coming right back, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's been in pretty decent shape out here in the last 15, 20 minutes. Coming up through Williamson County from Franklin into Brentwood on 65 North. A wreck being cleared there at 500 Cowan Street. They've got the damaged vehicles to the side. 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. As you come in from Rutherford County, people are still rubbernecking at times as they drive by that crash. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nikisha Tate, the Tate Team, 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you. Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
When you're Middle Tennessee's community bank, you have a greater responsibility than just offering a menu of smart financial services. You make it your mission to know your neighbors and meet their needs, and you invest in the people around you, from the new family to the small business. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we're proud to be the kind of institution that's always working to make our great community even greater. Thank you for supporting us in our efforts to serve, give, and grow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for a wind advisory and showers with a high of 68. Chance of showers tonight, low 46. Mostly sunny on Thanksgiving with a high of 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 41. Utilizing the resource of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
All right, Adam, we got more flowing in here. We'll get a couple nominations. Butch down there in Birmingham came up for commitments a year ago. Good to meet him. Always appreciate his participation here. He says, balls of steel to Bo Nix for having the balls to give a first down signal after scrambling for a first down while his team was losing 42-6. So, balls of steel to Bo.
Bill's balls of steel.
Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, balls of steel. Or no. No balls, he says. Yes, no balls to whoever called you just now during the show. So, no balls.
It's gutless and nutless.
That is two things. My phone, I should have had the ringer off. Number two, it's the school. If the school gets your number, if you've got kids in school, which, Josh, I know you do, they have a recorded message, and during this environment, they're calling you all the time, right? Our kids are right now back home for school, and so everything's by Zoom, and they call all the time, and that was the school. I get probably five of those a day. That one, yes. That one got on the air. That one snuck its way on air. Bayou Bryan down in Louisiana. No balls of steel to Coach O for keeping Steve Ensminger and not backing up the Brinks truck for Joe Brady. So no balls, Coach O.
Can we get some balls around here?
I don't know if they could have kept him no matter what. They were going to raise him up to, what, about $1 million, I think? I think he got $3 million. To go to the Carolina franchise. I don't know if they could have. I don't know, but I got that feeling. I think he's a pro guy. Now, I guess he'll get some college opportunities to be a head guy perhaps here soon. That might change, but I don't know if they could have kept him. If you think about it, if you're Joe Brady, you could not have gone from nobody knowing you, basically. I mean, inside the walls of the Saints or LSU people, but I'm talking about outside of your little area, nobody knowing you, to becoming the name and the next golden boy, play caller, offensive coordinator in the game of college football, and having a season go absolutely, basically perfect from game one to game 15. You cannot do to your resume better than what he had happened to him. And again, he earned it. So I don't know if staying at LSU when he knew the personnel shortcomings, he cashed when it was time to cash. Could not have gone out on a better note than that guy. And again, he's very young and has a million years to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. Doug DiBiase has a nomination. Bowls of Steel to both Liberty and Coastal Carolina. It will be ranked versus ranked as a matchup this Saturday. Who could have seen this happening, he says, in the preseason? Should be a great game. Bowls of Steel to both of them.
Bills, Bowls of Steel.
Jeff, too, says, Bill, Wilco schools not only call, but they text, and they send email during the call. I'm not going to complain, though. Our kids are in person in school. Yeah. No. It's constant, conversation and communication, and that's just the way it has to be. But it's more so now because of the environment we're in. Before this, I still got calls and emails just about maybe late start on a Monday, or here's the holiday schedule, or here's fall break, or here's spring break, or here's when this event. There's always something like that. They're going to have a send-off for the ball players, I believe at 1 o'clock on Friday at the school. I didn't get to go last year. I think I'm going this year. And then Friday night we go to Cookeville, Tennessee, to Tennessee Tech University for the state championship games. And in this case, it's Summit. It's 5A ball. Summit versus Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Looking forward to it. NASDAQ is red. S&P down about 11, 10.5. Dow down about 227 this morning. It's been really happy and really green for the most part. But just keep an eye on it, everybody. My son, who's my oldest, is 22, just finished up college. He's waiting to get into dental school. He was over with his girlfriend. He has the FanDuel app, which you hear us talk about a lot. And he also downloaded the BetMGM app. He says FanDuel's better. And he is up, I don't even know. He's up on his FanDuel account about $300-$400, I think he said. And he's up a couple of hundred on his BetMGM. He loves it. He loves it. He had a parlay, too. He had Alabama, which was good. But he had, which one was, I think Kentucky. I think he had a loser somewhere in there. It messed his parlay up. But he's been doing well with it. Oh, and he was talking about his stocks, too. Dude's doing good. Had no idea. Yeah, he said FanDuel was a better one, though. I said, okay, but honestly now, FanDuel, again, this is inside the state of Tennessee, or BetMGM, he said FanDuel. He says better. He goes, the app is more reliable. It's more consistent. He said BetMGM is not bad, but it's not as good as FanDuel. So that was good to hear, because that's who we talk about right here on the show. Tomorrow, yeah, we will guest. I will get Catch. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow. Probably not tomorrow, but later in the week. Maybe Thursday we'll get Catch on. Things open up more later in the week. Tomorrow we have Gator Dave with us. He checks in. Buck will be with us, Charles R. Buckle. And Griff, have you been watching Griff? Griff's been fighting people for I don't know how many days now on Twitter. It's the Florida topic again, and it's the Kyle Trask. He's fighting other media members. He's fighting fans. He's been in a perpetual fight / snit on Twitter for about the last week. He's taken on anybody and everybody. He went on Feinbaum. Feinbaum tried to corner him. It's Griff in his natural habitat. Don't think you're making him suffer by attacking him. You're not. You're coming onto his turf and fighting, and that's what he loves to do. Don't think you're getting to Griff, because you're not. You just think you are. At Crazy Charlie 615 again, he's in quarantine. He's got a few days left there. At Bill is King, I'll be on Twitter all day. Kind of chilly and wet. Kind of Thanksgiving type weather here, actually, in the 615. Lodge Pop.